to Ashanti, where the Regional Peace Council has observed that though there appears to be some visible signs of peace within the Tafu Township in the Kumasi metropolis, there are still prevailing undercurrents that must be tackled comprehensively to address the problem. We bring you a news desk report.
Speaking to Radio Ghana in Kumasi, the regional chairman of the Peace Council, Professor Setupine Siama, said the council has been able to identify some undercurrents that require attention to forestall a recurrence of the deadly violence. Professor Siama explained that after separately meeting the two sides involved in the incident, the Peace Council has realized that the youth of Tafu still feel unfairly treated after the Zungu youth allegedly assaulted the chief of Tafu, Nana Jean Frimpong, physically, without any punitive measures being taken against the culprits. Again, the Tafu youth are aggrieved about speculation that suspected culprits of the violence who were released unconditionally from police custody are bragging that nothing happened to them. These indicators, according to him, suggest that more work needs to be done to calm tempers for the restoration of total peace in the township. Professor Siama disclosed that though the Regional Peace Council has been working very hard behind the scenes since its inauguration and has been able to stop some conflicts from degenerating into full-scale violence, the Tafu incident took them by surprise. The Regional Peace Council chairman stressed that last week's violence between the Muslim youth and the traditional authority of Tafu should send clear signals to everyone that peace and security cannot be taken for granted. He warned that the incident should be considered on its face value without linking it to either party politics, religion, or sectarian interests.